There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
All right, then let's talk to Rabbi Debussy, who joins us now, Senior VP of Sales Marketing, Business Development and Product Management for Dark Matter. That's where we are at the stand. Rabbi, nice to see you.
Nice to see you, guys.
Good to see you back again. Let's talk about cybersecurity for digital societies. We are all now very aware of the phrase, and I think we're even kind of starting to understand the phrase Internet of Things. Slowly but surely, it's being thrown around a lot. Let's just break down, what is the definition now for the Internet of Things?
It seems like it keeps evolving every day, I guess. But no, there's definitely a better understanding in the industry and the market about what the Internet of Things means to each organization. For example, for us as individuals, it's about the connected watch, the wearables that we have, the health monitor, potentially other things that we put in our clothing, etc. In a household, it's actually a connected fridge or a connected washer or you name it, a connected front door, etc. When it comes to a city, when it comes to a nation, now you're talking about connected industrial elements of a city or a nation. So when you have smart traffic lights, when you have autonomous vehicles, when you have drones flying around, and obviously with Dubai now we're talking about flying taxis, and potentially parking meters and automated doors and all of the traffic and the pulses of the city relying heavily on digital sensors and technology. This is where the Internet of Things come really into fruition for a nation. And the reason we call it the Internet of Things is because it is things communicating with each other. It is not us communicating with each other.
And I guess Dubai and the UAE in particular, we've got a reputation now for innovation, for moving forward at quite a pace, really. If you think about things like Hyperloop, like you mentioned, flying taxis, 3D printing, autonomous vehicles, blockchain. But I'm not the most techie savvy person, and that's no secret. But I guess, how do we know that this technology is all going to be working together in unison as a force for good, rather than, you know, the smart traffic lights? How do we know that everything isn't going to get confused because we rely on everything being autonomous?
We don't know. That's the answer.
Don't say that's the answer. You're going to make me more frightened.
All right.
There is an answer.
For the non-technologist, here's what it takes. It takes a lot of hard work to get these things to work together in unison. Whether you have technology or not, it does take a lot of hard work to integrate, to build the city. So now we're digitizing our nation, we're digitizing our city. It's not an easy task to do, but it is doable. Yeah? So when you start talking about Internet of Things specifically, you need to look at where those things are coming from. The problem that the industry has today in the Internet of Things is there's no standard of communicating with these devices. And the reason there's no standard is because they're totally different. You have a parking meter that's using a very low voltage over a 5 years battery. You can't say this has to be over a 3G or 4G. It has to be running over a very low voltage radio. At the same time, you have this massive flying taxi that's got requirement for a lot more than a 4G. It has to have 5G. It has to have broadband, potentially Li-Fi, which runs over light, by the way, but that will come later. So the difference in these things varies so much. So there's no standard way of communicating with them. There's no standard way of securing them. And that's why we call this task a much difficult task for a city or a nation to overcome. It's how to, first of all, integrate those things and how to secure them, but then how to have them work in unison through big data analytics, through artificial intelligence, and through machine-to-machine communication and learning. So this is where these concepts now come into, on top of that infrastructure, to gel them all together. When you have machine-to-machine learning, when you have artificial intelligence, now you have some level of higher intelligence that can say, okay, when my parking is getting full, I need now to signal to the other parking area to open up, or I need to redirect the traffic in another direction. So the traffic lights that are connected, they're also things. Now they need to use different timing of turning green and opening up new roads and potentially slowing out certain paths. And so on and so forth. So it's a big effort. It's a lot of work, and it's a lot of hard work, intelligent work.
Can you imagine being a dark matter like Rabbi and having to make the to-do list?
No. Quite simply, no.
Exactly. By the way, NLT is probably your person for that. But it is the point, isn't it? You have to think of everything here. Where do you start? You got that blank piece of paper. Where do you start then?
It's a very good question. You start with a foundational element of a blueprint of a digital society. You don't start with technology. Technology will change. It changes every month. It changes every 6 months. Some things change every week. We cannot define the blueprint of a digital nation, of a smart city, by identifying the technologies available today. These technologies are dynamic, and therefore the use of them is dynamic. Technology is just an enabler to a digital society, and it's not the mean. It's not the end. It is the means to getting us to what we aspire to do. What we aspire to do is modernize our society, make it safer, make it healthier, make it happier, and that's the ultimate goal. How we do it is through different tools, and technology just happens to be one of the most important tools. There's other tools as well. So the blueprint has to be independent of those technologies, because if it gets integrated, if the technology gets integrated into that blueprint, it might work today or for 1 year, and next year we have to change the whole blueprint again.
And just finally, you know, we were talking about how much information we now have to communicate, how much information we put out there. What's sort of your personal view on, you know, where we draw the line between that personal privacy in terms of the information we now give out in so many parts of the world to the authorities?
So look, our approach to this is, as long as there's a clear regulatory framework of what is private to you and not private to you, and we understand that as individuals. Obviously, that's the least of our worries, us at Dark Matter, because we look after government and large businesses' data privacy and data secrecy and data protection. But let's talk about us as individuals. The concept here is there's not much difference between your digital footprint or your digital life and your real life. When you're walking down the street, you don't look at people on the balcony looking at you and say, I want my privacy, why are you looking at me? Well, guess what? Don't walk down the street if you don't want people to see you. By the same token, if you're doing something online, if you're clicking along, if you're posting a picture, if you're doing something, if you feel that you don't want people to see that, just don't do it. Now, you definitely don't go and take your bank account credentials and details and show it to that person on the balcony or down the street. And therefore, by the same token, you have to make sure that your private financial data, your private communication accounts, email, and so on and so forth, are all protected, and protected to a level that makes you feel confident.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.